going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody. Marlins manager Clayton McCullough joins us as we say good morning and going for the sweep today. They've won 3 straight games. First pitch before they hit the road, actually, at 110 today. And, Skip, I got to tell you, man, this thing, watching just about every inning, fun to watch. You guys play hard. You're aggressive. The confidence of these young guys to come back and win these games, whether it's Philly in that last game or last night, has just been so much fun to watch as we all get to know these players.
Yeah, it has been. And credit to them. I mean, it's been, I think, the one thing I'm probably myself and our staff's the most proud of is just how they've continued throughout games to just compete and play till the end. And, it hasn't always, ended up with a W, but in a lot of cases, our ability to, hang in there and play the whole way through has allowed us to, come back and at times force the opposition to use pitchers maybe they weren't planning to or hoping to use, in a game, which sets you up well for the next day. So it's been something we've continued to preach with them that, each day is its own. You come out there with a plan of attack of how we think we're best going to, win today's game. And whatever the outcome is, we just, turn the page, revisit what things we did well, what things we can improve upon, and get ready for the next game.
You guys are 4th in team hitting in baseball right now. And I got to ask you, coming out, you've seen them all. You had a chance to get to know them and probably had to make some tough decisions on some guys, and a lot of them have come up. We'll talk about them in just a second. Do you have any idea that your team would hit like this early in the season?
You know what? I think we liked a lot of the hitters that we had on our team. I think we really did. I think we felt there were a number of players that, if given the opportunity at the major league level, would surprise some people. And maybe not surprise us as much, but I think what Pedro Guerrero, Derek Showman have done from the day one of spring training, and even prior to in the offseason, the conversations with stressing the importance of controlling the strike zone, having a game plan when you go up to the plate, stressing them in practice environments to make it, more challenging and hopefully more representative of what they were going to get into the, when the game started, that we got buy-in from guys early on. They were certainly very, hungry, I think, to go prove to those, in the industry that they were, maybe better than people thought they were. And, I think to this point, it's been the early returns have been great. I think, for the most part, like just the at-bat quality, the ability to, formulate a game plan and go up there, execute the things that are within your control having a strong process for that part of it has been, incredible.
You've been around baseball a long time. I've been watching baseball a long time. I don't think I can ever remember two guys playing the same night in their major league debut and getting their first hit. Have you seen that before?
I have not. You get the one person in there, but to have two on the same night to have their debut and contribute to a win, it was very cool for both of them and us.
Okay, and I got to follow it up. So Augustin Ramirez, one of your top prospects, who looks like he is just going to be unbelievable, as people expected when you guys made the trade to get him. But he comes back second night, and you go, he was so good that first night. Let him hit cleanup, and then he goes out and has three hits. Come on now. Tell me about that decision going into that whole thing, and you're going, his second game, we got the family here still. Let's go ahead and let him hit fourth.
I think, everyone's a buyer in Gus's bat. I mean, at least, we are here and really believe, there's the ability to control the strike zone. There's real bat speed, real impact. And you never are really sure how an individual is going to handle, their major league debut and the early going at the major league level. But there's such a calmness with Gus. There's such a presence in the box. I think, to survive up here and to thrive at the major league level, you can't play scared. You can't be afraid. And Gus is certainly not that. There's a ton of confidence. And just felt like that, this guy, the moment, the environment's not going to be too big for him. And so felt like, hey, he's one of our better hitters to, put him in a position and trust that he's going to go up there and not be concerned with where he's hitting in the lineup. And he'll just go up there and, put good at bats together and provide a threat. And he performed. And I think it's as much, him believing that, I'm here and I know that I can do this. So it's cool to see a young player with that type of confidence, but also the ability to slow things down, have a slow heartbeat, in what is, I'm sure, a very, excitable time in one's career.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm like, who's next? Well, who they call up? Who's coming up next to get a couple of hits? It's been great. So one of the best stories is your former first round pick that's, just got off to a great start as Max Meyer, and watching that pitching performance the other night with the 14 strikeouts in his numbers for the year. So besides being healthy, obviously, and a nasty breaking pitch with that great fastball, what have you seen all of a sudden that he's playing with this kind of confidence to look like a number one guy?
Yeah, I think you need it. And if you listen to even Max's comments before, after starts, I think the conviction in strike one and understanding the value of that and, his ability to grab strike one with the weapons that he has just makes it very tough for hitters. I mean, he does. He's got velocity on the fastball, but, adding the two-seamer to give him, something to influence right-handed hitters and all, closer to him with, an evolving sweeper that, he can strike. And then, the big weapon there with the, the hard slider, you just don't see many breaking balls that are that with that type of velocity. Looked like a fastball for so long, and then the ability to get under bats. And I think real weapon versus left. So I think it's a full arsenal, and the stuff is outstanding. But I think it's as much the conviction to be in the strike zone and be on the attack is for me is what has led to this early success for Max.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, well, boy, he's got it rolling. And just showing him in the dugout last night, I go, there's a dude that's got a lot of confidence with a lot of guys coming over to talk to him. You can do that with 41 strikeouts in 30 innings with only 7 walks in that low ERA. You can act like that. Hey, Kyle Stowers, another guy. I'm going through it here. I sound like a groupie this morning, but another guy off to a great start and has not let up at all. What have you seen with Kyle Stowers, and you kind of expect this from him, the way he's hitting?
I think we saw, even in spring training, when maybe Kyle's, you know, back of the card numbers weren't showing, but like there was a real, the at bat quality was outstanding. I think he was taking his walks. He was firing at the correct pitches. Stowie, you know, with our hitting guys is still, you know, hey, look, he's trying to close up probably some holes at the top with the four seamer and, you know, understanding how people are going to, you know, are going to attack you. And I think he's done a good job of defending himself at the top. And he's using the whole field. I think, you know, getting to some, you know, getting the head out and being able to, you know, pull some velocity with also the ability to, you know, use the entire field. And so I have loved the at-bat quality really throughout spring training. I think, you know, what he's shown against left-handed pitching to be able to hang in there and, like, defend himself and, you know, have some real quality at-bats there. So, you know, Stowie, like, playing every day, you know, there's always adjustments going to be made, you know, and as you continue to perform up here at a high level, people start to take notice of that. And so, you know, proud of, like, the adjustments Stowie has made and his understanding of, you know, how people are going to go try to attack him and, you know, look for prescriptions and ways to combat that.
I got to ask you, as a first-time manager, because you got so many different young guys and you're playing, guys are playing for the first time, you got guys playing different positions left to right, you've got shortstop that plays left field and different combinations. What goes into all these decisions? Where to hit guys? Are you more from the gut or are you just getting a ton of information before you go out there every day?
There's definitely, leaning on the information is certainly a part of it. And, you know, then, you know, as far as like constructing the lineup day to day, you know, like it's much like built mostly on like, how are we going to beat the starting pitcher? Gotcha. You know, I think some starters this year, we felt like, you know what, maybe the best chance to beat him is to run a full string of lefties, you know, just in succession. Knowing that you're probably opening yourself up for, you know, what they're going to do encountering the bullpen later on. But you know what, like taking a shot that way. And then some days it's, you know, it's bouncing out a little more left, right. So I think it is certainly, you know, I don't want to fall too much into like a, you know, a guy is, you know, just he's swinging it great. I mean, that's certainly, you know, part of it. And guys' confidence is a real thing. So it's trying to blend, you know, what the data and numbers are, you know, predicting and telling you with, you know, how someone's feeling, you know, where this slots in the lineup against the starter. And now, you know, okay, potentially also, what are they going to try to do later on in the game with their bullpen construction? And if it's going to be pinch hit opportunities in a certain spot or, you know, in some ways to try to shield and protect someone from, you know, the potential of getting into a bad matchup.
I got to tell you, man, with the limited bats that your guys have had, a lot of guys played part of last year. Don't get me wrong. There were guys called up and got to play a lot. And the guys that just you traded for that played in some other places, but not very much in the big leagues, to seeing what's happening is just unbelievable. It truly is. And I know we're all learning the names, and I always say we're learning the names together, but I got to tell you, you got a lot of guys in the style of play. You're staying aggressive. You're forcing people to make bad plays against you because you're so aggressive. It's just been, I mean this, Skip, it's been fun to watch. It really has for people that it's the best it's been in years around here to watch. It's been, I just think people are going to, they see it. They're going to want to see more of it. I can't thank you enough for coming on this morning. It's been great.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah. And I hope we can just, you know, keep getting better as a group. And as you said, play fearlessly, and any mistakes we make, we just use them as an opportunity to learn and, you know, get better.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck today going for the sweep and then hitting the road. And I hope we get to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Marlins manager Clayton McCullough joining us to talk a little bit. about his team, man. Listen, for years, it's been bashed about, you know, no talent coming up and this and that, and they trade for guys or complain about guys have been traded. They come up. This stuff, they got a chance, man. I got a chance to have some guys and again, some guys just now coming back and just fun to watch. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get here this morning as we continue on. But, yeah, today is the last game. 1-10 start today for the Marlins. If you want to go out there and watch it going for the sweep, they've won three straight games so far. And 1-10 start, man. We can have you home for dinner. Have you home for dinner today, man, with another Marlins win, hopefully. But a lot of good things. I got a chance to get their record back to an even 500 as well. Hey, wherever you're headed, though, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. I always say this, man. If you're starting to look around for something new or used and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, these are the best overall products, man. And I'm not talking just about, because people are getting tired of me talking about the new 2025 Tahoe that I feel madly in love with because of the size and great look and Suburbans. If you need unlimited space, it's hard to beat that 1-2 punch. But let's talk about the SUV family, the midsize SUV family, like the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh. The interior with convenient driver tech is spectacular. Just eye-catching exterior that you're going to love. Fully loaded with smart style and practical dependability. And then over to my favorite, the 2025 Traverse. They're all over the road. I know we did it one day. We're like, oh my God, what is that? We're always looking at, you know, what everybody has and going, that's a new Traverse. It is smoking hot. And when it comes to spacious and comfortable seating for everybody, for midsize, it's unbelievable. Not to mention plenty of room for your cargo. It's a turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. And then I got to get over to Silverado trucks, because let's talk about the big boy trucks. Let's talk about the strong trucks. Let's talk about some different options for you to get extra power. Boy, they give you a lot of them with that Silverado truck, each one delivering commanding power with all roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and really the hardest-working bed in the business. Helps conquer your toughest jobs for work or pleasure. Really doesn't matter. You need something as durable as you are working every day? See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love today. Take a test drive. Oh, you're going to love it.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.